Time to look at the weather. Time to bring in Pat Pagano as we spend a few minutes together. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. I don't know how good it is.
I don't know, but yesterday, the bulk
so
of yesterday,
better.
Was one of the most beautiful days we've had in a long time. There wasn't, for about a 4.5, 5-hour stretch, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. There wasn't a breeze. It was like 70 degrees. It was absolutely beautiful for about 5 hours.
Right. What a bust with the computer models. Real big bust. And I have a feeling it's going to be a bust today, too. I'm looking at the very newest GFS American model. Completely new, folks. They're saying for cloud cover. And it's broken down in 3-hour periods. Overcast, 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 overcast. 20% chance of rain. High today, 59. Is it going to be right? Or is it going to be wrong? I think it's going to be wrong. It's so darn dry over us right now that I don't think there's going to be any precip at all. And I know I went with a chance of showers, but that's because of all this junky guidance that I am learning quickly. I am not going to depend on this winter, because if I do, I'm going to be in trouble. I think I'm just going to have to, as we say, fly with the seat of my pants and depend more on a model like the Euro. So I think today is going to wind up being partly cloudy. Could there be a chance of a shower? Yeah, no big deal. Don't blink your eyes. You'll miss it. Highs 60 to 65. Tonight, cloudy, upper 40s. Now, tomorrow, cloudy, but not because of the storm, because of a front coming in from the west. But I still don't think there'll be any rain. Low 60s. Sunday, breaks of sun and cloud. Should be a nice day. Low 70s. And Monday, there may be some early showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy and a high of 70. So as you can see, the weather forecast for the weekend has improved dramatically since the last couple of days.
And it was funny when I was riding home yesterday. It was just gorgeous. I said to myself,
gorgeous.
I just said, wow, what a day. And then it got cloudy, but it just got cloudy, which when you live through and you see such a beautiful day where there's not a cloud in the sky,
you don't
the
care.
Sun, and when the clouds came in, the temperature dropped about 10 degrees. But it was just gorgeous. I couldn't believe it.
That's the problem. Again, the problem is that you were expecting the clouds to move in a lot quicker, and they just didn't. Yeah. And the model's got a problem with timing, real bit problem with timing.
Well,
so I don't want to depend on this model for the winter. I can tell you that right now.
Well, this is all good because today, tomorrow, and Sunday, the Salisbury Fall Festival in Salisbury and Lakeville, today and tomorrow in Pine Plains, it is the Pine Plains Fall Festival. On Saturday from 1 till 6 in Millerton, New York, it's Fall for Art. I mean, there's so many different things that are going on this weekend. And now it looks like people can actually go out there and actually enjoy it.
That's the way it looks. Right. Yeah. That is the way it looks. Yep.
And
are you glad about that?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
But I was thinking your ears should have been burning because I was thinking about you going home yesterday.
They were burning, and so it was, I was just burning up anyhow because I went back and looked at all the data with the computer models, and I'm saying to myself, boy, this is just a pits. They're just not right, And I'm looking at the satellite picture and I'm saying, well, just shaking my head. And, I remember one TV guy the night before yesterday saying that Thursday was going to be the worst day. That was when everyone was going to get the most rain, the most wind. Boy, was that a bust.
A big time bust.
Yeah.
A big time bust. Well, the Yankees are in the American League Championship Series now. They kick off in Houston. We don't have to worry about forecasting them. I think they're in Houston for two games to begin with. The Saturday and Sunday games are in Houston.
They're in Houston. I thought they were coming home. How come they didn't come home?
Because Houston has the best record in baseball. So I think they play the first two games in Houston, the next three games in New York, and then if needed, the final two games in Houston.
So that's
the way that looks.
And what is our sports scientist think is going to win?
Well, Houston is the best team in baseball. They really are. The Yankees are my team, and the Yankees are probably the second best team in baseball. Can the Yankees – and Houston has home field advantages. Four of the games are in Houston and three in New York if it goes seven games. So Houston has home field advantage. Houston has a much better starting pitcher. The Yankees have much better bullpen. The hitting is about the same on both teams. So I would think that Houston's going to win. I want the Yankees to win. Boy, do I want the Yankees to win.
Right.
But if Houston doesn't win, it'll be surprising. It'll be surprising. This is the Yankees' second American League Championship Series in 3 years, and this is Houston's third. This is their third year they're in it. They won one and they lost one. So it's going to be fun to watch. That's all you can say. And hopefully the Yankees will win, but realistically, the Astros with their pitching should win. So,
so now did the Yankees ever enter the World Series against Houston before?
No, but 2 years, 3 years ago, they played Houston in the American League Championship Series, and they lost 4-3. I'm afraid the same fate awaits, but I hope not. So we'll see.
That's kind of interesting, see?
There you go. That's where we stand with that. So you'll be busy next week with the Yankees.
Just lovely.
Yeah.
And when do you say they come home?
I'm not sure what – I'm pretty sure because they play Sunday, they probably won't be playing until Tuesday, I would think, at starting at home. So we'll see.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that, though. Let me take a look. Hang on. Let me take a look at the full schedule. Let me just take a look at the full schedule here. Okay. The Yankees will play at home Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday next week.
Wednesday may be the problem. Because of another system coming in with rain, but we shall see.
All right. And you're all set to go up and close up shop.
You know, am I set?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, the mind is. Is the body ready? It's a lot of work. It is really a lot of work. And then you compound the fact that all of this has to be done in addition to more filming with the movie, and you are looking at one very tired guy by the time he gets back here. So on Tuesday, hopefully I'll be very much relaxed and all of that behavior. Don't forget, we're still not doing the movie. We're doing the movie at the lake. Then we have to go to the city, and we have to shoot there for a couple of weekends. Told you about this movie. Nobody wanted to listen to me. It's over our head.
Well, Pat, I want you to have as good a weekend as you can have. Rest up on Monday and be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Tuesday. All right. Because the Yankees and I need you. All right.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Thanks, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.